Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live at Flowery Branch inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. What did Raheem Morris have to say to us today in regards to his team? Is there a little more extra pressure on him to deliver a win this Sunday? You're going to hear what he had to say coming up. Stay tuned for the entire interview here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mark Zeno in for Mike. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey man, hanging out, and we've been having a good time. What did you take from Raw? What's the one thing you took from him? Because there was a lot. What was the one thing you took from Raw? Because a lot of people are discussing on social media, hey, I heard him say this. There are guys who said, you know what, you guys asked all these questions. I felt like I didn't get enough from Raw today. I wanted him to say this or that. What did you take from the interview?
Commitment to the run. It's important. Understanding that in order for this team to be effective and for Michael Penix to be effective, and that's, he didn't say it directly, but it is a direct correlation to quarterback success. Let's look at the team we're playing, okay? The last 3 years with the Giants, okay, they had no running game. They had no offensive line, and he had nowhere to go, and he couldn't win it all on his own. Daniel Jones finally gets an offensive line and a running back worth a stink. Not that Saquon Barkley wasn't, but gets a running game worth a stink, right?
Right.
Where they can run the football against anybody they want, and his life gets a whole lot easier. It's crazy how a lot more dudes are open when you have to respect the run. It's crazy when they have to play a lot more zone when you have to respect the run. It's crazy when you can't blitz as much when they have to play the run. It gets a lot easier for Michael Penix and the world that he's in. Now, are there some challenges there with the offensive line being a little bit banged up this week? Yeah, there are, but they've got to figure out a way to run the ball, not just to Bijan, but to Tyler as well. I mean, you know, there was a game earlier this year, I think it was against Washington, that they were in the fourth quarter. Tyler had like 8 straight carries. Bijan didn't even get on the field.
True.
That was road grade kind of stuff. That was, hey, we got a lead. We're gonna wear you down for the last 8 minutes of this game. Like, they have to get to those positions where they can start road grading teams a lot more and start to make themselves more effective and win the battle of time and possession.
Today, Zach Robinson, speaking to the media here at Flowery Branch, said he was asked the question about the Colts, by the way, who have the number one scoring offense, if you're not familiar, and what that means for our offense. And getting back to what you just said and what Raw told us earlier about the run game, Zach's comment was there is a heightened urgency going into this game because what he's saying is they score. We know they score, and we've got to score. Do you push your OC more this week to do exactly what you just said? This is a discussion Mike and I have been having about how much Raw is either on the headset or just in a week-to-week lead-up, like right now, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Are you pushing Zach to do those things, or is this something that plays out in the game?
I mean, look, for me to sit here and say, no, don't push him to score more is a silly thing. Of course,
no. But I'm saying specifically the run,
but, yeah,
because that's what everybody says we've gone away from.
I mean, some of it is down a distance, situational dependent, right? But the game plan, like, let's take notice of the first 10 to 15 plays. That's always been scripted, right?
Right.
Let's see where their heart and their head are for the first 10 to 15 plays. Now, there is a real concern for them. Can't get behind the sticks. Can't get in 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10. Got to get some positive first down yards. Well, you'll see how committed they are. Because you know what? I'm okay with run first, run second, pass third, incomplete. Okay, we punt. But, like, let's set the tone early. Run first. Like, don't sell out to the pass right away. You have these scripted plays, run them and execute them well and try to get some yards. I mean, you know, as long as we're not talking three and outs consistently here, which I think they had a bunch of in the game against New England, you know, the game is a process that unfolds. And I think they're equipped to handle it, but they've got to figure out a way to possess the ball, run the ball, keep Michael Penix upright. I mean, I'm not saying anything that isn't, you know, academic and coach speak isn't as it is, but I think everybody understands where they are. I keep going back to, like, It's not a talent issue. Sometimes it's not a coaching issue. Sometimes it is. But overall, this team is positioned to be better than what their record is. Unfortunately, they're not. I can't explain that away for anybody.
Zach also said we're continuing to find that level of consistency. We've run the ball well at times. We've thrown the ball well at times. But not necessarily both. And that's been the issue, right? We haven't had that balance in any particular game. We've done one or the other. Last week, we threw the ball really well. We scored, you know, Drake had three touchdowns. We didn't run the ball. So that's the balance that we have to find. And I don't know, guys, if we'll find it against the Colts. Look, I asked Raw about this Colts defense. It has certainly improved with their new defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo. I don't know. I don't think they're better than the Patriots. But I will say that I do think you can go into this game, unlike last week, and say we will attempt much more to run the football at these guys than we did against the Patriots. 404-726-0929. That is the number. We're waiting Xavier Watts to join us. We'll replay Coach for you so you can hear all the things that he had to say as the Falcons get ready. A couple of other things that are going on, and this is just in and around the world of football. We mentioned this earlier. Maybe we didn't. We were talking amongst ourselves, Mark. Drew Brees is signed with Fox. They are saying that he is going to take the spot of Mark Sanchez, who apparently is done for the season, and he's going to
or done forever.
Well, maybe. We'll see. But he's going to be an analyst. He's going to be an analyst for Fox. Drew Brees is.
Well, that's what he always wanted. He did that for 1 year, I think. He did it for 1 year for somebody, and then got off the desk. I think it was NBC. It might have been NBC. I forget who it was. I mean, I guess he's going right into the booth to call games. Is that what
that is correct? That's what they're saying.
It's going to be a listen. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of guys who could have filled that role. I'm not sure why they picked him, but can't say what it's going to be like till I hear it. I do know this much. Mark Sanchez will definitely get hired again. A lot of criminals get rehired.
Wait a minute. It's alleged. It's alleged
criminals get rehired.
Yeah, it's alleged.
Okay, Brees was with Fox before?
Yeah.
Danny tells me that it was Fox.
And look, Mark's going to get his day in court. We'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, the Braves announced two additions to their coaching staff. Jeremy Hefner was going to join the club as the Major League pitching coach. Surprised? He didn't stay the course with the staff that was in place under Snit. And Anton Richardson will serve as the first base coach. Hefner's 39 years old, spent the previous six seasons as the pitching coach for the Mets, if you're wondering. But a couple of different hires on this staff for Walt Weiss. You surprised?
No, because he's allowed to pick his own staff, and he doesn't have to pick the same staff Brian Snicker did. I mean, you know, this shouldn't surprise anybody. And it's not, again, it's not an indictment on Rick Kranitz or Freddy Gonzalez. It's not an indictment on their capabilities whatsoever. There's nothing to do with it. Coach is allowed to pick his own staff. That's part of one of the great things about being a coach is I get to pick my own guys. I mean, it happened here with the Falcons. You know, when Rock got hired, he picked his own staff because that's what the guys in charge get to do. They get to put their people around them in the way that they want, in the best way they see fit. So this shouldn't shock anybody. It shouldn't surprise anybody. Don't look at it as a bad move, a negative move, or anything like that. Just look at it as is, which is this is Walt Weiss's decision. This is what he wants on his staff.
All right. One other thing. Cardinals are placing quarterback Kyler Murray on injury reserve. Fantasy heads out there. His foot injury, he's going to miss now a minimum of, 4 weeks? So, yeah, he'll be out 4 games. And I think, guys, this has a lot to do with the way that Jacoby Brissett has played. He just led him to a victory. He's played really well. Even in the loss that he had, he played really well. And this gives time for Kyler.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
To heal, but I also think that, you know what? You got a guy who's playing better right now. And if this injury is bothering you, as they say it is, then this gives them an opportunity to rest him. But I think this is the end for Kyler Murray. I do not think he is going to be back as the starting quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals next year. I think he's going to be somewhere else. All right, we're going to get you caught up with the injuries. We're going to take a quick break. We're waiting Xavier Watts. We'll play Coach for you coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay there. We're live at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.